Thank you for checking out the podcast. All right, we want to update you on a little something-something from our personal life here for podcast-only listeners. I liked what you said earlier, that when some people glow up, it's awesome that they give like a step-by-step, day-by-day updates. Every time they finish a workout,
they post.
They're posting about it. And like,
that's great if it motivates them to keep doing it.
Exactly. Both you and I, though, have hit 60 days now of working out every day. We each missed, we took Christmas Day off. That's it.
That's the only day off, yeah.
And like eating pretty well and like genuinely a bit of a glow up for both of us. We haven't talked about it much and we were trying to figure out why.
Yeah, I've tried the like posting in the past, but I've definitely struggled with fluctuating weight.
Mm.
So I want to post or know that I'm on the right healthy track that's sustainable.
Got it. So like when you do post, you can be like, surprise, did it.
Well, also like I want to be able to be a good role model and do it a healthy way. Because every time you do a post like that, people reach out saying, how'd you do it?
Mm.
What are you doing differently?
So for you to be able to say like, well, 3 months in a row of straight working out and eating better.
Instead of like, oh, I tried keto for 3 weeks.
Or like, I took this weird coffee that makes me poop everything out. Well, I just wanted to say big ups as we're now 2 months into this thing.
Mm-hmm, and we're not stopping.
It was a challenge that you and I did against each other. You know what's driving me? Competition. That's what gets me working out on the yoga mat every day is I want to beat you in this competition. So
we keep track of it on the fridge. You get extra points for walking Gordon, the dog. So like he's getting way more exercise.
What a just a healthy competition. And like I'm all for gambling, but this is by far the gambling that's been the best for me.
Yeah.
So big ups.
We keep do have to give some love to Gordon, who had to take a 3 day off break because we were walking him so much to the point where sometimes we would both walk him separately in a day.
Yeah.
Just to get that extra point. So.
Poor boy.
Yeah.
I enjoy our favorite moments from the show today.
This is the Ryder and Lisa replay.
Brought to you by Southtown Hyundai. Check out the Southtown Hyundai Advantage at southtownhyundai.ca.
Valentine's Day can be a really good opportunity to showcase how much you care about somebody, but it's also a massive fail for a lot of people in relationships if it doesn't go well. You get your hopes up romantically, whatever that means to you, and if you're not fulfilled, you're like, am I really in this for the long game?
Right.
You know what I mean? I read a tweet from last year that said, don't cry over a guy who spent more time trying to stand his broom up on its own than he did on your Valentine's Day.
I don't get it.
Remember when that was a trend? Everybody was trying to like make their brooms look they were floating.
Okay, that's a really funny tweet.
Yeah, totally. But here's some gifts that you may want to avoid for 2021. They're a bit cliche, and the women polled said it's time that they go. Number one on the list, furry handcuffs. So I guess just go with the normal ones.
I think what they mean is like people are becoming minimalists. So you don't need the handcuffs. Like use a tie.
Okay. Or ties.
You don't need extra stuff in the house.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Just use the zip ties.
No, we're not using zip ties.
Yeah.
That's so scary. That's like the scariest thing I've ever heard.
Flowers?
What's wrong with
saying
flowers?
Are cliche. I think if that's all you get someone.
Oh, and you only get them on Valentine's Day.
Right.
You know, surprise flowers are the best flowers. Not when they're expected. Like, it's Feb 14th. I have to go get these flowers.
Right.
Like, surprise them. Do it today.
Bring some home today. Next up, we have a heart-shaped box of chocolates.
This offends me.
You like those?
Who's going to say no? Who are these women? I'm pissed.
No, but I think the heart-shaped ones specifically, I'm just trying to understand.
True.
I speak woman.
Okay, so I would definitely rather get a Toblerone.
Exactly. The heart-shaped ones are usually budget chocolates.
Like, not if they're Lindor.
They're the first thing you walk in and see at Shoppers. And then you're like, yep, done. And then you head out. So that's on the list.
Okay, I understand that one.
And what else do we got? 14% of people objected to being serenaded as a gift.
Is there anything worse?
Is there anything more cringy than when someone just starts singing to you? I had an ex-boyfriend who wrote me a song, but he didn't sing it to me. He just wrote it, like, on paper, and then I had to read it in front of him.
And he's like, no, don't read it like that. Read it like this.
But then I found out he wrote the same thing for his girlfriend before that.
So he didn't write it for you, hey?
No. I think he just, like, changed the name in it, like, erased it and wrote Lisa instead. But it was the worst moment of my life.
Yeah.
Having to sit there
and read it.
And
like
read
you were
it.
Into it?
Oh, it was so bad. But that's when my acting career started.
18% indicated that a love coupon book is done.
You know what's a love coupon book?
Like one free massage.
Like an IOU?
Yeah. Yeah. These things are pretty common. Like it's like
free massage.
Or like, do you want some, I can't say any of these things on the radio, but those are what, the thing is, you try to cash those in and it's a fight every time.
I'm tired. Why are you giving this to me now?
Yeah, this coupon book's useless. It expired.
Okay, so I think that we all need to come to the conclusion that Valentine's Day is overrated. There's a lot of people that try to avoid it by saying things like, every day is Valentine's Day. Okay, prove it. Give your spouse or partner or loved one flowers today. That is the challenge.
I like that idea. For the fellas, lingerie, ladies, surprise your guy in an outfit that you feel comfortable in. He's going to try to buy you lingerie. It's not going to fit you properly. You're going to be mad at him, whether it's too big or too small. Just go out and do your own shopping for, and that's your gift, is you.
Costco has really good full butt panties right now.
With the complications of COVID-19, Valentine's going to be a little different this year.
Might be home.
You might be home. So what are some good gift ideas?
I mean, pizza is always great. Boston Pizza does the heart-shaped pizza. That's always fun.
Super romantic.
What about like a home fondue kit? Obviously, just be really careful. One of my friends, Leah, on her birthday, they did fondue. And like her arm lit on fire. It was a bad birthday. So just be very careful if you are doing that.
Right. Some other things, like I know that F and Rob Seafood out in St. Albert is where his like location is. Could be a cool idea to like get some live lobsters, or just don't be around your partner if they're sensitive with animals.
They scream when you drop them in boiling water. Just a heads up.
I just read this tweet. Valentine's Day plan this year. Breakfast in bed. Chocolate-covered strawberries. Movie marathon. Dinner for two. Regret eating two dinners. And then cry alone. Quite the twist.
Yeah.
We were saying flowers, always a good idea, especially if you're spending more time at home, to fill the place with flowers. But you think buying flowers this time of year is even more romantic.
It's less predictable. You're not doing it just because you have to.
Right. So you love them all year round and want to show that. Melody, what's up?
Absolutely. And I had a boyfriend once upon a time who I thought subscribed to that philosophy. And he brought me flowers, roses actually, about this time of year. And I thought, isn't he so sweet and romantic? And then he said to me, yeah, I bought them because they're way cheaper now than if you wait until Valentine's Day.
No, he does have a point, and being frugal can be sexy.
Yeah, but you don't tell the other person.
Exactly.
Like, I love you, but in a cheap way.
Yeah, exactly. A cheap rose from Costco kind of way.
He's one of those people that when you compliment him on his shirt, he's like, oh yeah, I got this from Walmart. It's only $6. Like he couldn't hold it in. He had to tell you the deal he got.
He had to.
Play 107.
This door camera video went viral last week of an Arizona woman who's still wearing her nightie, her robe, as she's frantically pounding on her neighbor's door to save the family from a fire right before the roof collapse.
Wow.
So she went into the house, because you can hear her saying, get out, your house is on fire. And she gets everyone out the door, and she's the last to leave. This woman's a hero. I love her.
Tell me something good.
When you started that story, you said, like, this door camera.
Okay.
And I thought you were just saying, like, this dork. And I want to start saying that more, because I thought it was really funny.
Word.
Like, this dork over here.
Play 107.
I don't think there is a segment that we do where both of us are so confident going in that we're going to win.
Yeah.
We need you to vote for whose list hits you in the feels harder, as this is the nostalgia off, and we're going to give you five things each that will bring you back to better days.
We do this every Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to start off strong. I think all of us had this in our bedroom. Beaded door curtains, especially to enter your closet.
Mm.
And you just felt like a queen walking through. The sound of the beads hitting each other. The best.
All right. First one on my list is crying pretty hard while watching Land Before Time.
Don't.
What?
Don't unlock that for me.
Sorry. It's the way she goes. Sometimes these feels have to be said.
Hitting up the store. We all went there. San Francisco. Especially to go to the back and look at all of the inappropriate gag gifts when you were way too young. They didn't hold anything back.
All right. My next one. Casually wearing a vest.
Even though it was so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Speaking of fashion, frayed, overpriced Abercrombie skirts. The jean skirts.
All right. Knowing your troll doll was ugly as hell, but loving him just the same.
Indoor recess, also known as floor hockey.
Your friend who tried weed once, having the Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas poster hung up.
420?
Yeah. No, it's like where his face is all like squiggly and he's got the cigar out of his mouth.
Okay, my last one is Hawaiian ginger, the body spray from Walmart.
Sounds like a drink.
It smells like if you were to smell it right now, it would bring you back to a junior high locker room.
All right, and my last one is the excitement of picking up the pictures you got developed.
You're like, what did I take pictures of again? There's always embarrassing ones. I can't believe someone looked through those.
Walking through Walmart and just like, oh, yeah, there's going to be some hilarious pics.
And they're
this.
Blurry or you like missed. You're trying to do a selfie with your camera. You're like, ah, it's just the floor.
All right. So whose list hit you harder? Lisa, give us your five quick.
Beaded door curtains in your bedroom. San Francisco, the store. Overpriced jean skirts from Abercrombie. Indoor recess, also known as floor hockey. And Hawaiian ginger body spray.
The Lamb Before Time. Time, casually wearing a vest, your ugly troll doll, your friend who tried weed once, having the Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas poster, and the excitement of picking up pictures you got developed. Good battle today.
Yeah.
Let us know whose list hits you harder.
Okay, the results are in for the nostalgia off. It's funny because I was going to go to the washroom during the commercial breaks and just get Ryder to do traffic, but I knew he'd lie to you and say that he won.
And I literally, as she was leaving, was like, haha, I'm going to lie and say I won.
I know you. And I came right back in and like took my mask off and sat down like I'm holding in.
Mm.
I have to pee so bad.
So let me just calculate the total. It looks like Lisa wins with 70% of the vote.
Why are you talking like, oh, because I have to pee.
Yeah. 07. Justin Timberlake debuted his new song yesterday at a star-studded event welcoming Biden, Harris, and celebrating America.
There you go.
It's called Better Days. You knew that, probably. You're going to try to sing along with it, having never heard the verse before, the first verse.
I just feel like it has predictable lyrics, just based off of the clip that you aired earlier this morning.
There are a few artists who you think fit this category.
Avril Lavigne. Mm-hmm. Who else has predictable lyrics?
Music.
Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah,
is good,
good
for that.
One.
I think Justin Timberlake is on the list.
All right. You ready to do this?
I think so.
It's called Better Days.
Okay.
Let's go.
Down, feeling good, waiting for too long for something to go wrong. Feeling weak, just stay strong. Deep breath, stay calm. Just press still, press on, press on. You see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yes.
Keep your eyes on a little ahead.
Better days.
got 100% of those lyrics right. Anyway, it's a good song.
It is a good song, yeah, and some predictable lyrics. Like, he had you off the start, though.
He did.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on.
Good effort. Some of the biggest names in hip-hop there. A few of the others, including Lil Wayne, recently pardoned. And a lot of people are saying that Trump pardoned both Lil Wayne and Kodak Black on his final day because of the deal the two potentially made where they endorsed Trump and got the pardon for their pending gun charges, which I found interesting. And to be honest, like, I can't blame Lil Wayne and Kodak Black. I would endorse anything if it meant I got to get out of jail early. Like, I'd endorse bread pudding if...
Spam.
Spam's really good.
Is it?
I'd endorse it anyway.
It's not good for you. I love that I say things like that when I am literally a walking complex carb. And I'm judging your spam.
How'd you mess up a tooth? I had a crush on a girl. It was at the Cooler Nightclub circa 2002 in Lloydminster. And she wanted to dance, but I had a Corona in my hand and we didn't really like have a table. I didn't want to like pound it in front of her. That's a kind of a chotch boy move, right?
Yeah, but Coronas are so easy to chug.
I know. I should have done it in retrospect. But I took her to the dance floor, and then when it was time to spin her around, I put the Corona in my teeth. I chipped all of my top front teeth, like, significantly.
It's one of the worst feelings. Mm-hmm. It really is when you realize you only have one set of teeth, and you screwed it up. I used to take a lot of pride in my teeth because after I got my braces off, I had the same smile as Britney Spears.
Mm.
And yeah, there was one chicken wing left at Provincial Pub. And we were all sitting around and everyone's like, all right, first person to bite it gets to eat it. So obviously I went for it.
As did I.
Yeah. And then I missed the chicken wing and my mouth hit Ryder's thick chin.
Please don't call it that.
It is. It knocked out the bottom half of one of my front teeth and I never got it fixed. It just kind of like dulled down.
Yeah.
On its own.
780-784-7107. Sorry about that.
It's okay. Gina wrote in saying, I dropped my iPad on my face in bed, chipped my front tooth.
Oh, I've been so close to that with my phone a bunch of times.
Yeah. Ashley says, I lost a crown. I was eating that stupid Macintosh toffee.
See, dangerous.
You can't be impatient with the Macintosh.
No.
You got to suck on it. You have to. Just making valid points here. We're all learning this morning. Anyway, Jake wrote in saying, me and my best friend, Debbie, back in the day, we were getting our drink on. Well, the licorice came around, and when I bit in, my top crown crumbled off.
Oof.
We got the crazy glue out, and she glued it back on. Okay, did you see? Okay, there was a TikTok of these girls that partied the night before, and the girl comes into the kitchen, and she's filming her friend, who's clearly so hungover, and the girl's like laughing and like leaning on the counter, and then she smiles. And the girl filming is like, where's your tooth? And she's like, what? And then she feels
she
her mouth.
Missing
her
a tooth?
Entire front tooth is gone. And she doesn't recall anything. Oh, no. That is a nightmare.
Yeah, mix in a water here and there. Lesson to be learned. What do you got for us?
So, weird tooth stories. I had a weird mutant tooth growing out of the center of the roof of my mouth when I was about 10 or 11. Like, if you picture, like, your roof of your mouth, the very top center, there was a tooth sprouting out of there.
What?
So they yanked it out? Like, where did it have a root?
Yanked it out. It had a root. It wasn't the weirdest part, though. If you picture, like, a McDonald's soft serve ice cream cone, like, with the ball, like, the ball of ice cream with the little curl on top.
Yeah.
That's what the tooth looked like.
What?
He handed me the tooth after I woke up, and even I was like, what is this?
As soon as you were put to sleep, they saged that room. Do you still have the tooth?
Oh, no, this was years ago. Yeah. I mean, my parents might still have it, but I don't know.
How did the exorcism go?
I mean, I felt happier after.
Yeah.
I bet. So, like, when you'd have your mouth closed, would it, like, cut your tongue?
Well, no. Like, it wasn't sharp. It was, like, rounded off and, like, this weird little swirl on top of it. I could feel it, and then I would always be, like, play with it with my tongue and stuff because it's just there and it's annoying. But, no, it didn't hurt me in any way.
Did you brush it?
I don't remember, but I doubt it since they're just going to yank it out.
Play 107, Ryder and Lisa talking about tooth injuries and how you got them.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where as soon as it happens, you're instantly so cranky.
Oh, yeah. It's such a hassle.
It's so annoying. And nobody likes going to the dentist, do they? I have one friend that loves getting her teeth cleaned, and I'm like, that's not normal.
No, she's strange.
Sean wrote in saying, I took out both of my front teeth with a flashlight. I was working, rolled under a truck, and caught an air tank. I hit it hard enough that it jammed the flashlight down my throat. So obviously he was like holding the flashlight with his mouth. It flashed it down my throat after breaking my top two teeth in half.
At least you were able to find the broken pieces with the flashlight. We were talking to a guy a few minutes ago who actually had a tooth grow into the middle of the top of his mouth.
Yeah, in the roof there.
And they got removed. And then Johnny Jasno just called us. The same thing happened to him. He's on after 10 here. Taking over the show. But we have some questions about this because he had the same thing. It's an eye tooth. Mm-hmm. And after they removed it, were they able to, like, I don't know, put it in the right spot?
No, you can't put it back in. I still have a baby tooth in my mouth right now.
Weird.
Where your eye tooth is supposed to be.
Exactly. And they said as long as it doesn't come loose ever, that I'm good with the baby tooth.
Huh. And it just knew to not ever become loose?
Because nothing pushed it.
Oh, baby tooth, new nickname.
Baby tooth Jazzo.
Yeah.
I love it.
107.
How'd you hurt yourself in the mouth region? We're talking about teeth injuries. I don't know what to call them. Teeth chippings?
Tooth issues.
Okay.
Okay, so Lisa texted in saying last Thursday, her 10-year-old daughter was playing at recess with her friend, and they decided to play a game called Blind. So Lisa's daughter put her mask over her eyes, and her friend was supposed to lead her around like a seeing eye dog. Her friend got distracted, and Lisa's daughter ended up walking full force into a metal fence post, split her tooth in half. They've been to the dentist twice so far, and next week they find out if she has to get a filling or a root canal.
Oh, poor girl.
At 10.
How mad is she going to be? Like, does that end a friendship? It's got to be close.
Like, I thought you were going to be the dog this time.
Well, and like,
sucks.
I guess there's a lesson there too. What did I tell you about keeping your mask on? Like, you could, there's a lot of, what did I tell you about playing the game blind? What did I tell you about trusting Rebecca?
Or whatever their name is. Yeah, that sucks.
780-784-7107. Rachel, you got a story from when you were a kid too, eh?
I was like a toddler and we were at the park and we were on the metal horse and it was swinging wild. And the horse came up, my face came down, and I smashed all of my teeth. So raced back to my grandma's house. My mom said my mouth was black and blue. I still remember it to this day. I was still little, but I still totally remember it. And I had, from that, I would have had perfect teeth. And from that, I had 6 years of braces and retainers. I now have a false tooth in the front. I am just like, oh, yeah.
You know what you need to do? It sounds like you still got some...
inner anguish.
Yeah, some darkness that's riding with you because I think you got to go and put that horse down.
Go kick that horse.
No, put it down.
I'm going to shoot that horse in the head.
Like, just remove it from the playground.
Yeah.
Right? And put it in my front yard and just like... hog tie it and just remind all the other metal horses who they're dealing with.
What takes forever? Because I think I have a new clubhouse leader. I thought it was being behind a senior citizen who plays the scratch and wins and just like a gambler, lottery tickets.
Oh, at the gas station.
Checking the numbers and all that.
See, it's funny you say that because mine also has something to do with the gas station and it's the last dollar of... you're filling your tank. Why?
That does take forever.
Oh, it's so bad.
But not as much as what I went through yesterday. Went to the grocery store to grab a few things.
Okay.
A few things. I mean, it still ended up being over $100, but...
don't you dare say the deli, because they're efficient.
No, they're great.
Okay.
I have nothing but positive things to say about all grocery store employees these days. Like...
amazing.
They're kicking ass. No, it was an extreme couponer.
Oh, I've never seen it before.
In front of me in line. And it is like, I guess it's an art, but my God. So I get up to the front, there's one line that has like six people in it. And then there's this other line with just like one lady who is putting her stuff. And I was like, whoa, these people are dumb. Why wouldn't you go in this line? So I get in that line and I swear it was 15 minutes at least.
So the six people in the other line were done, gone, already at their house.
Eating.
Yep.
What they bought at the grocery store. She was pulling moves like, oh, I'm sorry. Does the second milk there also come with the extra 5 air miles?
Oh, wow.
And they're like, no, sorry, it doesn't. Oh, I don't want that then. Oh, I'm sorry. Is it buy 3 blocks of marble cheese and get the 4th for free with this coupon? And they're like, yes. And she's like, I'm going to have to go and get another marble cheese.
Mm.
They called in backup 3 times.
See, I'm engrossed by things like this. I think that I would love
to watch it. Not when the Oiler game was starting. I was hoping to get back for puck drop. I did not get back for puck drop.
But you kind of have to respect extreme couponers in a sense, right?
Only
think of how much money they're saving.
Yeah, okay. So I guess I appreciate being frugal, but the only thing that I felt respect for was when she could tell I was giving her dirty looks and she couldn't care less. And I think I appreciated how few F's were given in that situation.
I love a coupon queen.
No, you wouldn't if you were behind them and you had somewhere to be. It was insane. The manager came over twice and another employee had to go and get something once.
Aren't you the person who always says, quote, don't rush to the end faster. Wait, what's the quote?
Yeah, no, that wasn't it.
Don't rush through life. You'll only get to the end faster. Wait.
Yeah, don't hurry through life.
Don't hurry through life. You'll only get to the end faster.
In that situation, I was hoping she'd get to the end faster.
Hey.
Lisa.
Brought to you by Southtown Hyundai.
Play 107.